Hello, this is Tom Cross, and this is the podcast assessment for David Tennant Does a Podcast with Jim Parsons. Jim Parsons joined David Tennant on his podcast to have a conversation on authority, sexuality, the show The Big Bang Theory, and the future of the film industry. Firstly, the subjects covered in this podcast does not alienate an audience. By this, I mean you don't have to be a fan of Jim Parsons or his work to engage in the conversation. His experiences of coming out as gay and his feelings toward ending his most well-known show, The Big Bang Theory, humanise the actor, and that was nice to see here. What enabled those open answers was the questions and chemistry established by David Tennant. Despite the conversation taking place over video calling software, Jim answers openly and honestly as early as 8 minutes in.
What age were you when Big Bang Theory happened?
When Big Bang started, I was 33.
Right, okay, I was probably about 33.
I still consider that's been a real blessing for me that my trajectory happened the way it did.
That it didn't happen to you when you were 18?
Time-wise, yeah. Yes. Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't have been able to handle it, for one thing.
No.
I was a late bloomer in some ways.
The audio quality is good too. Tad patchy at the start, but after the introduction music, the audio soothes out, and I don't feel my attention was detracted from the conversation because of it. On the side of this, the album artwork for the podcast is simple. White writing on a purple background with pictures of David Tennant and his guest, which changes every week. The artwork does the job of displaying the guest in case the audience does not immediately recognise the name. However, I feel the cover teeters on the side of boring rather than intriguing. This podcast has a very abrupt advertisement placement too.
When you should be allowed to be making some mistakes.
Yeah.
Or just have a nice time.
Or just live.
Yeah, just live.
Exactly.
Yeah, quite.
Oh, snap. Guess who's back? It's the 90s.
I found this poorly placed, especially as this is only 10 minutes into the pod and just after the conversation felt like it started to flow naturally. It's not the only advert either. Two more are spread into the podcast and becomes tiresome to listen to. Thankfully, most podcast providers have a skip button to fast forward past the ads, but if you're out on a run or unable to pull out your phone, then this becomes annoying. What I think this podcast does well is cater to fans of Jim Parsons. David asks him about his time on the world-renowned show The Big Bang Theory and how it came to end.
It just was the end of an era, and I had this moment of clarity that I think you're very fortunate to get in a lot of ways of going, don't keep speeding by, you know?
Yeah.
Use this time. It's so funny the way it still upsets me. Use this time to take a look around, and I did, and I was like, I gotta make a move.
It was appealing to me to know a bit more about why the show ended. What struck me as well was the raw emotion Jim gives in his answers. It's always good to hear genuine humanity from a guest and to know they don't hold back. Jim comes across as honest and gives this conversation validity because of it. This podcast also tackles themes of sexuality and Jim Parsons' worries when he was a rising actor.
I knew, having grown up in Texas, and I don't mean to throw my mother under the bus, I love her, and she was a wonderful woman, and if anything, she would just be worried for me. And I know that was a concern of hers, that, I mean, I could feel it off of her, and maybe she even said it to different degrees of, like, how would it work to be a successful actor at the level you want to be or whatever, make enough money at it, really, and pay your bills with it, and be gay? Where does that fit in, you know?
I like this segment of the podcast, as I didn't expect it. Hearing about Jim's upbringing in Texas and coming out as gay was interesting. He didn't need to have the acting background to make this part of the podcast really intriguing, and it feels like it could help a lot of people going through a similar part of their lives. David Tennant Does a Podcast with Jim Parsons is open, honest, and revealing toward the uprising of an actor who plays one of the most famous sitcom characters of all time. What makes this podcast fantastic is Jim himself and how much he gives in his answers. While the adverts are annoying, the flow of the conversation from one subject to the next makes this hour-length show so easy to listen to. The broad range of topics covered in the time span is also great, and by the end, I'd forgotten that David Tennant is primarily an actor rather than a podcast host. David is professional and develops a relationship with Jim that can be felt throughout the pod. I'd love to listen to more of the David Tennant Does a Podcast With show, so long as I have a fast forward button nearby to get past those pesky ads.